Last year, members of the World Health Assembly in Geneva adopted a voluntary code of practice that discourages wealthy countries from actively recruiting healthcare workers away from poor countries. Part of that document called for countries such as the United States, the UK, Canada, and Australia to compensate less affluent nations when their doctors and nurses emigrate to work there. But until now, no one had put a dollar sign on the economic value of those medical professionals.
On average, it's around $2.2 billion for the number of physicians that are currently practicing in those four wealthy countries.
Ed Mills is a professor of global health at the University of Ottawa in Canada.
So that's the cost to African countries. That's using very conservative estimates. If we were to use far more lenient estimates, it could be more than $10 billion to the African countries.
Mills looked at data on how much it costs to educate doctors in nine countries in sub-Saharan Africa, all countries, incidentally, with high rates of HIV infection.
The costs range anywhere from about $21,000, which is in Uganda, to around $41,000, which is in South Africa. And that's just for the medical education up to the end of medical school, so it doesn't include their residency.
Mills says it costs a lot more to train a doctor in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, or Australia. Mills calculates those countries win big when doctors migrate there.
It's around $4.5 billion of savings.
Mills says it's important that wealthy countries pay attention to the problem. He praises a U.S. government program to train 140,000 healthcare workers in the next 5 years. He says, short of paying African countries for their immigrants, that program is an example of the kinds of things wealthy countries can do to make up for all those doctors and nurses they've lured away from home. Ed Mills's paper can be found in the British Medical Journal. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.